finance news, and the big four banks are under pressure to pass on the Reserve Bank's latest interest rate cut in full. The RBA has cut the official cash rate by 25 basis points.
Steve Munchenberg from the Australian Bankers Association won't speculate on what the banks will do, but he's told News Breakfast they do have social obligations.
One of those obligations is to keep our banking system safe and stable. Just to give you an example, had we followed the Reserve Bank as people asked us to, as the Treasurer asked us to, through the global financial crisis, the first part of that, the Reserve Bank has calculated that banks in Australia would actually have been making losses. So we would have had a banking system that looked like the European banking system. We do have a responsibility to pass on as much of that cut as we can, but we have a responsibility to make sure that our system remains safe and that we can continue to raise money overseas and in Australia to keep lending to businesses and to people buying houses.
Let's go to the markets. And the Dow Jones closed up 26 points overnight. The Nasdaq rose 18. The S&P 500 is also up by 7. The London Stock Exchange was closed again for the Jubilee holiday. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $84 a barrel. Tapis crude's at $104 a barrel. And gold is at $1,617 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 97 US cents, 78 euro cents and 63 pence sterling.